This is the 12:30 edition of the latest on Starcom Network. In the headlines, a customs officer is granted bail after facing charges under the Corruption Act. A man acquitted late last night of a murder charge speaks about his harrowing experience in court. Meantime, a prominent attorney says the court system continues to move too slow. Barbados, the Ministry of Educational Transformation, and others have signed a 2-year pivotal memorandum of understanding with a Canadian college. And Britain withdraws staff from its Tehran embassy as Israel and Iran continue to trade airstrikes. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. A customs officer has been granted bail in the sum of $5,000 after facing charges under the Corruption Act. 24-year-old Fadisha Fayan Howard of No. 21 Jackman's Development St. Michael is accused of soliciting $300 from Kyle Haynes on May 26 while attached to the C-shift of the Customs and Excise Department at the Grantley Adams International Airport. The money was allegedly given as a reward for him not paying the requisite duties for goods he imported. She's also charged that being a customs officer without lawful authority or reasonable excuse, she engaged in willful misconduct which amounted to an abuse of trust by failing to make an entry into the customs receipt book, having charged Haynes $300 as duties also on that date. She appeared before Magistrate Douglas Frederick in the District F Court this morning, where she was not required to plead to the indictable charges. She was represented by King's Counsel Michael Lashley and will return to court on August the 20th. One of seven men acquitted on a murder charge late last night says he walked with God throughout the trial and is not surprised he is a free man today. After a 9-hour deliberation, a unanimous verdict saw Adrian Antonio Watts being acquitted on charges that he and seven other men killed school teacher Dwight Holder back in 2015. Mr. Watts maintained his innocence from day one.
Man, first I gotta thank you, Lord, yeah. In that situation there, boy, it was real tough, yeah. Fighting for your freedom and know you ain't do nothing. God is getting it over conquering. Yeah, I see my family, everybody, they're there to support me, loved ones, friends, family, everybody was there from pack deals to the end. It was real strenuous, man. When you go home, you're tired, you can hardly get out. Back outside is your land, now you're going to sleep. You gotta go back to court the next day, you ain't get a day for yourself, can't go work. Nothing so it was real pressure for me, man. It was real pressuring, for real.
Thus, acquitted murder accused Adrian Antonio Watts. Meantime, King's Counsel Michael Lashley says that the trials, especially for murder, are just moving too slow. He says it's indeed not fair to an accused to keep him waiting 10 years to see if he is guilty or not guilty. Lashley says something needs to be done to speed up the court system.
Yeah, I would like to see murder trials. And there are cases where the evidence from things are weak. I don't see why an accused man should wait 5 and 6 years for his trial to be heard when basically the evidence is weak and tenuous. So I'm calling for speedy trials.
That's King's Counsel Michael Lashley in the lunchtime edition. In a move set to significantly reshape the educational landscape of Barbados, the Ministry of Educational Transformation has signed two pivotal memoranda of understanding with Canada's George Brown College in a virtual signing at the ministry's office this morning. The agreements, also involving the Erdiston Teachers Training College and the Ministry of Training and Tertiary Education, herald a new era of international collaboration in education. Key areas of the signing announced by the Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman, is the provision of scholarships for students and the development of a nutritional labeling system in the school meals department.
And I'm proud to highlight that one of the key components of this MOU is the development of a nutrition labeling system for the school meals department in collaboration with George Brown Center for Hospitality and Culinary Arts. This initiative will help us to improve food literacy, promote healthier eating habits amongst our students, and to also to give parents and schools the information they need to make informed decisions about nutrition.
He also announced the teachers that are set to benefit from the collaboration.
This MOU includes a partnership between George Brown College and the Erdison Teachers Training College. This is a vital area of focus, and if we are to transform education in Barbados, we must first support the transformation of teaching. Through this collaboration, we also aim to expand professional development opportunities for our educators, thus giving them the tools and confidence so as to embrace new methodologies and technologies within our classrooms.
That's Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. The newest generation of doctors have taken the Hippocratic Oath, but not without a stern warning regarding the use of artificial intelligence and the importance of upholding medical ethics. Speaking at the oath-taking ceremony, Dr. Damien Cohall, Dean of the Faculty of Medical Sciences, cautioned the graduation cohort about their evolving relationship with technology, particularly as they enter a rapidly changing medical landscape. During the remarks, Dr. Cohall highlighted the results of the graduating class and revered the students for their historical academic access. Well, Britain is pulling UK staff from its embassy in Iran due to Israel's ongoing bombardment of targets across the country, including the capital, Tehran. The Foreign Office has stated that they have taken the precautionary measure to temporarily withdraw UK staff from Iran, and the embassy continues to operate remotely. Israel and Iran have been at war since last week after Israel launched military strikes on Iran, which retaliated with waves of missiles. Recapping our top stories. A customs officer is granted bail after facing charges under the Corruption Act. A man acquitted late last night of a murder charge speaks about his harrowing experience in court. Meantime, a prominent attorney says the court system continues to move too slow. And Barbados, the Ministry of Educational Transformation, and others have signed two pivotal memoranda of understanding with a Canadian college. And Britain withdraws staff from its Tehran embassy as Israel and Iran continue to trade strikes. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.